These teenagers are about to take exams which many believe will make or break their future. China's university entrance assessments, called the Gaokao, are among the toughest in the world. Almost 12 million students are sitting them this year, and the pandemic has created some of the most stressful conditions in the exam's history. Temperatures are checked upon entry. Those with fevers are immediately isolated. But there are other challenges. 18-year-old Xie Lizong has been studying at home for 13 hours a day. Coronavirus restrictions in Beijing forced all classes online, adding to the pressure, says her mother.
Physically going to school is very important for meeting peers, teachers and relieving stress. But since April, there's been an outbreak in Beijing and she's been unable to go to school again, this time for the critical period leading up to the Gaokao.
The exam results are considered crucial for a good career, and competition in China's job market has intensified in recent years. The unemployment rate for university graduates has soared since the beginning of the pandemic.
Among some employers, they see that. You know, they will look at your Gaokao score, they'll look at the university that you went to, and that's how they'll filter when they're getting lots and lots of applicants. So I think definitely among more traditional employers like the government or like state-owned enterprises, it is a really huge factor in whether or not you're going to, even going to get an interview for a job. So it does matter and it is hugely important.
Critics of the exam say wealth gaps unfairly advantage those living in bigger cities. Others say they give those in poorer areas an equal opportunity to improve their prospects.
These national exams are taking place from Tuesday until Friday, and they're so important that authorities have blocked off all of the roads surrounding schools and testing venues to ensure that students aren't disturbed by noisy traffic.
But not all eligible students are sitting the Gaokao this week. In Shanghai, they've been postponed to next month. The financial center is exiting a brutal two-month virus lockdown. Students there endured food shortages and constant virus testing, in addition to isolation. Wang Zheng's relieved the same measures weren't imposed in Beijing.
The children of my generation only have one child. We are an ordinary family. If our daughter fails these exams, how can we help her find a good job? Her future would be very hard.
Xie Lizong's exam results will be out in a few weeks. Meanwhile, she's planning to celebrate their completion with her favorite food. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.